talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Had a happy Father's Day, happy Flag Day, birthday. My wife had her birthday yesterday. What else going on? Guess that's it. Flag Day and birthdays and Father's Day. So, anywho, got some rain. I got some rain yesterday, finally. Hope everybody got a little bit of shower. I honestly have not checked, see where all the rain was over the weekend. Hadn't heard anybody complaining, but it was crazy. Yesterday, I got 1.3 at the house, west of Carter. Drove over to Merritt Road in 152, drying a bone, and then just north there a few miles, 0.8. So, it just had to be under the right cloud. So got some wind, man. There's some wind, some lightning. It was all good. What else? I got the my bottom sowed with my cover crop that I got from SEI Agritech. Some hemp and three or four Sudan sorghums I got mixed up. Got half of it sowed Saturday, and I decided it was Saturday after lunch, and my old tractor, you got to take care of old Bertha. She don't like it when it gets hot. So I got about half of that done. Decided she was running, she wasn't running hot, but I can tell it's hard on her, and I just shut her down till that evening. All I can tell you is thank goodness I had the auto steer this year, because it was when it got dark, when I was finishing up, and you're no-tilling and you don't have markers going, or you ain't got these spaceship lights going on, it's tough. But with the auto steer, just make sure you don't drive over the fences. That's all you can say. So it all worked out good. Pick some tomatoes. I'm up to about 5 pounds of tomatoes. They're all, majority of them, well, 95% of them are all been the little ones. Took some over to Southbound this morning to do a taste test with the Red Deuces. That's the bigger one, sandwiches one. And I don't think anybody was lying to me. Matter of fact, Chad Ripetoe come in there and he told me I needed to improve on it. And then another guy come in and said that had a little bit of a pineapple taste. And I told him that was the essential oils from my wife walking by there and some of them oils getting over there on the plant. So, but now all joking aside, everybody said they taste good. So I'm excited because I think this week, I'm not joking, I have probably 1,500 pounds of tomatoes just hanging there, about a little smaller than a baseball, all the way up to the size of a grapefruit, just waiting to blush. So I'm excited. Taste test with all the little tomatoes, the snow whites, which are yellow, they're not white. Got good feedback on that. Of course, the Juliets and the black cherries are always a favorite. And I have a couple other varieties that my man Brian Pritchard talked me into trying. I think that's yet to be determined. They look good. And let's see. Somebody again asked me this morning about squash bugs. Well, who was it? Oh, the lady from Langston, one of the professors from Langston that was out, three, 4 months ago giving classes on that. She said the best thing for squash bugs is a bomb. So I don't know. Rich man, whatever. Let's see here. I think, we got, a lot of cotton in the ground, got a lot of cotton to go, and it is wet. Man, I couldn't believe when I went Dale High this morning, there's a lot of water standing out there in them flats out there. Lots of water standing out there. Wheat harvest is underway. Oh, I know what it was. Yesterday, I seen a couple of claws. What model was that? I looked it up because I saved the number, took a picture of it. I seen a couple of claws combines come through, the ones with tracks on the front, and they were headed north after that rain. I guess they're done. So, we're done. We're out of here. So I looked up the information on it. It's amazing. Let's see here. It's an 88 Terra track is what it's called. It's the APS Sinflow Hybrid. Got the Roto Plus in there. The thrashing drum is 67 inches wide. The grain tank volume is anywhere from 425 to 510. And unloading can go anywhere from 4.3 bushels to 5.10 bushels per second. 1.1 million. I believe it. These things were huge. And I'm guessing the headers are 48 footer somewhere in there. It was longer than the grain trailers. And amazing looking machinery. I wish they'd have stopped. I'd like to really went over and looked at it. I seen one at the Custom Harvesters convention in Oklahoma City. What was that? Not this year, but it was last year. And just amazing. But all that for $1.2 million, baby. You can get it. But we was talking yesterday, and one of my friends told me that his dad worked for a harvest crew way back, and they had like 15 machines. And then I guess he ran into that guy that the family still has that custom harvesting group. He said they could do today with three machines what they did 20 years ago or 25 years ago, however long. It might have been longer. With 15 machines. So amazing equipment. Equipment's amazing. I wish I could afford some. If I ever won the lottery, first thing I'd do is buy one brand new combine with like one of those 16 row headers on it for corn and just plant some corn just to play with it. I don't know why I would, but there was a really nice harvest crew. They had all the semis were Peterbilts. All of them clean. Everything was clean. It looked great. So good luck up north, guys, is all I can see. You guys ever get a chance, Google the Claws Combine, and it's an 8800 Terra track. Just an amazing piece of machinery. And then they had, what's the other? Oh, forgot already. It's green tractor. It's a lighter green than the John Deere. Oh, dang, my brain's getting slow. They had, that's what they was pulling with the grain carts with. And, you know, everything was good. So, like I said, good luck going north and be careful. Let's see what else is going on. Tomorrow's a special day. I'm going to have to delay Brandon Hickey till Wednesday. I know you guys are all boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Yes, Fint. Thank you very much. Very much. Yes, Fint tractor. They had a big old Fint tractor on the trailer that was pulling the big grain cart. Really sweet looking crew for just two combines in it. I guess that's all you need, though. Tomorrow, probably take most of the hour. I got a lot of questions for him, and he wants to talk about some stuff. But the new assistant chief of the United States Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Jimmy Emmons, our only local Dewey County leady guy working in D.C. now. He's home, I guess, and he wants to come on the show tomorrow and be exciting. We're going to ask some questions, what's going on with stuff like Farm Bill and all this other good stuff. Be exciting to have him on because he's next to the top dog for the NRCS. So I'm excited about tomorrow. Okay, let's figure out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture before we take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour break. Grain futures were lower in overnight trading and soybeans were a little changed as investors turned their attention back to favorable weather conditions in several global growing areas. Precipitation is expected in parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota today, and light rain is forecast for counties in western Kansas where hard red winter wheat is growing. I'm going to say their start combine. I'm going to have a report if it comes out pretty quick. I'll have you a report on what's happening with wheat harvest here in Oklahoma pretty quick. Parts of Nebraska and Iowa will likely see showers today, and I guess we have a chance, a slight chance tonight. The rainfall may offer a boost for growing grains and beans that are already in pretty good shape. About 71% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent shape at the start of the week. That's up from 69% the week before. According to Department of Ag data, 68% of soybeans earned top ratings. That's up from 67% the week prior. The U.S. wheat, winter wheat crop, was 54% good or excellent last week, up from 52% a week earlier, and 53% of the spring wheat earned top ratings versus 50% a week earlier, according to the Ag Department. USDA is scheduled to release its weekly crop progress this afternoon. Investors seem to have turned their attention back to the weather after the EPA released its proposed blending volumes on variety, which I haven't read that report yet, but I've heard from some of my friends that says it's a good thing. Though soybean futures were buoyed overnight by increased blending requirements suggested by the agency. Corn for July delivery fell overnight 4¾ cents to 439¾ a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. And wheat futures overnight lost 6¼ to 537½ a bushel. And Kansas City futures were down 4½ to $5.36¼ a bushel. Soybean futures for July was unchanged overnight at 1039¾ a bushel. Soy meal was down 360 to 288.30 a short ton. And soy oil futures jumped 2.7 cents to 53.31 cents a pound. Let's see here. What else happened according to Farm Journal? Successful farming. Farm groups have plotted the U.S. Or the EPA's proposed biofuel blending volumes under the renewable fuels fuel standard. EPA on Friday said it would propose total renewable fuel blending requirements of 24.02 billion gallons in 2026 and 24.46 billion gallons in 27. That's up from 22.33 billion gallons this year. The ethanol mandate will remain at 15 billion gallons. Other than that, about the same. Weather in our farm belt. Just like I mentioned earlier, South Dakota, North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, maybe some severe weather. And I don't know if you guys looked at the two-week forecast, which it can change tomorrow because I think some of our meteorologists last week said, hey, the rain's over, it's done. 5 inches later, here we go. We're getting rain. I'm not complaining. Just being sarcastic with our weather people because everybody, you see everybody on social media go, I'd like to have a job where I get paid to be wrong. Well, guess what? It's all science. It's all prediction. And they're way better than they were 20 years ago. So technology has come a long ways. Okay, let's take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have your up-to-date grain market and cattle market prices coming on. Even with the hit it took last Thursday and Friday on the lives, man, things were hot Friday at the sale barns around here. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 6th, 1,300. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 6th. 1,038 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 360 brought 450. 6 at 371 brought 440. 5 at 496 brought 367.50. 7 at 596 brought 334. 3 at 633 brought 332. 4 at 634 brought 328. 17 at 914 brought 290. 4 head of heifers at 386 brought 425. 10
10 at 427, brought 4636, brought 316, 10 at 703, brought 295, 6 at 774, brought 283. Butcher cows were 56 to 168.50. Butcher bulls brought 136 to 213. Bred cows were 1700 to 3600. Pairs brought 1675 to 3925. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Everybody knew Dad, Bill Willis, the P.T. Barnum of the granite business, and he would go out. He'd be sitting in a hamburger place somewhere, and he'd sell the guy next to him a marker. I mean, he was a promoter, and he believed in this business more than anybody on the face of the earth. He thought it was important. He said, you're saving history, and you're taking care of these families, and you're the veterans' monuments. He'd cry every time we'd have a veterans' ceremony, you know, dedication service and everything. He was just so wanted to honor people, wanted people to know that they had been here. And he just loved the granite business. He believed that our work was the best that could be done, and he would go out and sell it. He was in USA Today. He was quoted as being, he said he was the biggest chiseler in Oklahoma. I mean, he just was a bigger-than-life individual. Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, somebody, if they see the Cotton King out there, he's sending me rude texts. He said he's calling me a rich man. I think I was talking about the auto steer. Yeah, it's because the cheesy light bar you sold me last year that I had to upgrade. Because your light bar won't, so old it won't transmit with satellites anymore. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update for Lipscomb. 85 degrees, heat index is 90, humidity is 61, dew point 70. Winds are out of the south at 15 with wind gust up to 25. 2.34 inches of rain so far this month. Pretty nice halfway through the month. 74 degrees is the 8-inch soil temperature. All right, let's go to the markets and let's see what's happening now. July corn, 434 down 10. September, 419 down 9 and a quarter. Soybeans for July, 1068 down 1. August is up actually 1 and a half at 1070. Soybean meal, July 284.50, down 7.40. August, 288.30, down 7.10. And what else we got going here? Soybean oil, July, 54.50, up 3.89. Hard red winter wheat for July is down 4 and 3 quarters at 5.36. September is also down 4 and 3 quarters at 5.50. Excuse me, I had to call. July cotton, 65.17 down 19. Oil out of West Texas, July 72.02 down 96 cents. Natural gas, 371 for July. Looks like the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all positively trading in the green. Sower cattle, live cattle for June, 227.20 up 210. August, 215.40 up 295. Feeders, August, 310.15 up 372. September, 309.55 up 395. October, 307.05 up 370. What do we got here? Lean hogs, July, 111.50. Man, they've been slowly. Hogs have just been, just like everything else, is going up. What is August lean hogs? 112.02 up $1.90. How about that? Okay, what do we got going here? Oh, I just wanted to, oh man, I've been saving that and it updates on me. 1 second here. I can learn to spell. I have opened a Facebook up on my, there we go, on my computer here, and it's been hanging out there for the last hour, and I open it back up, and it's just there. Okay, according to the Oklahoma Mesonet, the first half of June was the fifth wettest in at least the last 100 years. More to come this week with more severe weather, possibly. And yes, summer returns also this week because of temperatures. So in the panhandle, according to this first half of the June rainfall summary by the climate division, in the panhandle it says 2.48 inches of rain. It's 0.82 inches above normal, which is 149% of normal. It's the 27th wettest first half of June since, what is that, 1921. The driest on record is 0.11, so 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in 1980, and the wettest, 5.17 inches in 1962, the year I was born. Okay, West Central, 4.96 inches of total rainfall. That's 2.61 inches departure from normal. Plus, that's 211% above normal or abnormal. It's the eighth wettest, and this is records kept from 1921. 0.09, so that's like 9/100 of an inch in 1933. The wettest was in 1989 with 7.13 inches of rain. Southwest, let's see what he goes here. 3.7 inches of rain. That's 0.75 inches above normal, 132% above normal or of normal. 26th wettest on record since 1921. In 2006, 11 one-hundredths of an inch was the driest and the wettest on record. 1989 at 8.47 inches of rain. There you have it. Statewide, 5.2 inches of average rainfall everywhere. It's 2.63 inches above normal. 206% percentage of normal. The fifth wettest. The driest on record statewide is 0.16, 16 one-hundredths of an inch in 2020. That wasn't that long ago. And then the wettest on record, 6.65 inches of rain in 1989. 1989 was a wet June, seemed like. Okay, what else we got going? Let's just go ahead and take another OCA break since I'm already there because I talked a little bit long in my first one. And we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
It's summer. Time to enjoy long days, lazy nights, and great food. Because Uber Eats has deals all summer long. So, when hunger strikes, don't sweat it. Delicious deals are just a tap away on Uber Eats. Enjoy all your favorite grocery items delivered straight to you. Get ice cream, soda, and snacks from your favorite stores like Wegmans and CVS and make the most of every moment. Now that sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
There is a great bank waiting to help you with your ag loans. Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, and I want to tell you about the Bank of Western Oklahoma, established by Jimmy Harold and his family, specializing in ag lending. The entire staff has an ag background, which means they understand your financial needs. Let their ag team go to work for you. From a handshake across the fence, it's easy to bank at the Bank of Western Oklahoma. Bank of Western Oklahoma, Elk City, Weatherford, Cordell, Gary, Faisai, and Woodward. Member FDIC.
Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. The originator, the inventor. If this beer could talk, it'd tell stories about that one time, that night, that one guy, that one gal. Writing a story 50 years long and 50 million friends wide. Because legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Cherokee. 85 degrees, feels like 88. Dew point 66, humidity's 54. It's muggy. Winds are out of the southeast at 2.51 inches of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82 degrees. Sunset at 8:54. Mostly sunny and 93 today. Looks like you're going to make it there, but not too bad on the winds. Tonight, 20% slight chance of thunderstorm, 73 for low. It's not very cool. Tomorrow, it's just going to be hot with winds up to 20 miles an hour out of the southeast and 98 for a high. So, all right, let's see here. We're going first on weather. Let's start with Machinery Pete. And we're not going to be talking about any certain tractors or any of that. But I've seen this come out of the Ag Web or Farm Journal, however you want to talk about it. This is pretty interesting. So if you're a young kid and you're listening, listen. If not, pass this on to them. Machinery Pete's advice for young farmers. Here are four pieces of gray hair wisdom from the auction price guy. He said, keep your head on a swivel. What a life What a life young producers have ahead. You got your own canvas to paint, but if you permit it, there is a few gray hair words of wisdom the old auction price guy would like to direct your way. Keep your head on a swivel. My father, who is now 87, gave me this advice in November 8, 1989, when I set sail trying to help farmers, dealers, bankers, and auctioneers better understand what used equipment is worth. Train yourself to seek out information from varied sources, be inquisitive, and watch what folks are paying attention to. There are valuable insights awaiting. Stubbornness is an asset sometimes. Believing in yourself, even if others don't, is your number one job. When I applied for our first home loan 33 years ago, the lender spouted off stats on how many new small businesses fail and said, "Sorry, no can do on that loan." Rejection was like rocket fuel to me. I pushed harder and took on 2 part-time jobs, but the trick I've learned over the decades is to knowing when to harness that stubbornness. Using it all the time isn't pretty or easy for your loved ones to live with. Eye contact. A while back in Ag Twitterverse, someone asked, "What's one piece of advice you would give to a young person?" My reply, eye contact. We live in an increasingly impersonal world. And I got something to say about that. Technology is marvelous, but people skills are suffering greatly. The seemingly simple act of establishing and holding good eye contact with the people you are talking to is becoming extinct. There's a golden opportunity for young folks, whether in ag or not, to stand out and get noticed. Hold eye contact and listen well. Trust me, it will bring untold opportunities, both in business and in your personal life. So my nephew up in Oklahoma City, up in the metro area, he'd been looking for some jobs since one of the candidates on the political side he was run didn't get elected. So he'd been kind of looking for a job, and he went to OU, got his degree and this and that, and pretty sharp kid. And I was talking to him, and I said, "Have you had any luck?" He said, "Well, I just put out some resumes online and stuff." And a couple weeks later, I said, "Have you had?" And he replied back. Nobody's replied back. I said, "You need to grab your resume and an application and go to those places. If they won't let you in, at least drop it off at their front desk." I think a lot of that's gone. Everything's got to be done computer-wise, and it just... You don't know who you're talking to. You don't even know if you get hired, who your boss is, or nothing like that. So I think, yeah, eye contact. That's the way. Shake their hand. You don't have to break it, but shake their hand. It's about story. You might have noticed folks want to buy furniture, clothes, and food with a story to it. There's a huge opportunity there. By all means, look for ways to make your operation more efficient, but also think about new and different ways to tell the story of what you're producing. Take it from the data guy. When you tell a little story from your heart and personalize what you're selling, whatever, it becomes worth more money. Take this is an example he said. He said, take this 2001 John Deere 8210 Gold Key Tour certified tractor with 3,059 hours on and one owner, for example. On March 22nd, in West Unity, Iowa, we filmed a Machinery Pete's auction preview video. The late owner, David Buehrer, I think that's how you say that, took great care of his equipment. His wife, Lynn, told me, "I can't show you the gold key, but we put it in with David in his casket." His son, Nate, said, "Dad taught me not to never have the radio on in this tractor, combine, or truck because we had to listen to our equipment." The machine sold for $132,500, breaking the record auction price that had been in place for 13 years by $17,500. Moral of the story is this story does matter. The story matters is exactly what he said. Pretty interesting. I thought I'd share that with you folks. Okay. The other thing, I'm not going to talk about the politics in this deal here. I hate to. I already did that on social media. I kept my mouth shut for a few days. Anyway, I hope everybody got a chance to watch the military parade Saturday. It was awesome. It showed support for the 250th birthday of the Army, no matter what these people are saying over here and what these people said over here. It was awesome to watch. Fort Sill had their the cavalry that was used to pull field artillery. What they call it? Half, whatever. My brain's dead today. I'm sorry. When I'm on the radio, it's a good thing you guys aren't dependent on my iCloud and my head for your memory, because it just goes away. Fort Sill was there. There was a lot of good soldiers. In the military, in the parade, helicopters. It was cool. That's all I can tell you. I guess being in the Army, I thought it was cool, but it was just showing patriotism to America, as far as I'm concerned, on the 250th birthday. Let's see here. What else? Well, speaking of that, what's caused a little bit of some of the ruckus in America lately? ICE ordered to pause immigration raids on ag businesses. President Trump last week did make the comment that we don't need to hurt the farmers by deporting the immigrants that are working on the farms. And that's all right. There is a difference between the immigrants working on the farms and the ones that are in the streets causing chaos and doing all the drugs and the cartels and stuff. Rutgers' Tim Henson and Marissa Taylor reported at the end of last week that President Donald Trump's administration has directed immigration officials to largely pause raids on farms, hotels, restaurants, and meatpacking plants, according to an internal email reviewed by Rutgers, a senior Trump official and a person familiar with the matter. The order to scale back U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids came from Trump himself, the person familiar with the matter, and it appears to rein in late May demand by top White House aide Stephen Miller for more aggressive sweeps. Henson and Taylor reported Trump was not aware of the extent of the enforcement push, and once it hit him, he pulled it back, according to this informant. The Association Press, Amr Manahini, I don't know, whatever that is, and Elliot Spaggett reported the shift suggesting Trump's promise of mass deportations has limits if it threatens industries that rely on workers in the country illegally. Trump posted on his Truth Social site Thursday that he disapproved how farmers and hotels were being affected. Our great farmers and the people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, and with those jobs almost being impossible to replace, he wrote, according to them in a reporting, in many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by President Biden open borders policies are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the United States. Changes are coming. There you have it. All right, let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, you know, we were talking about those Claus combines earlier. They're a little over 1.1, right at 1.1 million. Guess what you get if you bought one today? A free cell phone or smartphone charger that supports an iPhone 8 or newer, or a Samsung Galaxy S6 or newer. You get one free. It charges it and holds it, all for $1.1 million. You guys better go jump on that deal. Woohoo! Oh, I don't know what you boys with the flip phones are going to do. Make sure you wear a shirt with your pocket so you have your own cell phone holder. All right, we'll move on. I'll quit making fun of flip phone people here. Let's see here. Hollis, Oklahoma. Here is your Hovert Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 88 degrees, but it feels like 93. Dew point 70. The humidity's 55. The winds are out of the south at 9. 1.63 inches of rain so far. This month, that's in the last 10 days. My bad. Pretty close anyway. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 83. Sunset at 8:54. Sunny and 96 today, 77 and partly cloudy tonight. That's going to be warm tomorrow. Triple digits, people. Hot, high around 102 with south winds 10 to 20 with a wind gust up to 25, maybe even 30. So it's going to feel like a blow dryer out there. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to, I thought this was kind of interesting, out of Successful Farming. A farm machinery fraud case brings 17 felony charges against former Indiana equipment salesman. I'm just going to go over some of the stuff in there. Dustin Eckenbarger, a former salesman for TTG G Trulin Equipment in Swasey, Indiana, was charged June 11th with 17 felony counts involving alleged corrupt business influence, fraud, and forgery in connection with sales of farm machinery. According to an affidavit filed by the Grant County, Indiana Prosecutor's Office, seeking his arrest from January of 2023 to September of 2024, he conducted approximately 8 fraudulent transactions for his own personal financial gain. Dustin was interviewed by law enforcement. The document said eventually Dustin agreed with the investigators' theory that he was using money from these transactions to attempt to pay other bills and debt he owed and spiraled into a bigger problem. And it's going to shock you what's coming up here shortly. Dustin confirmed that he had fabricated equipment and transactions because he needed the money. Prosecutors alleged that throughout those 8 transactions, Dustin had forged signatures on checks or purchase orders 17 times, has created fraudulent purchase orders 14 times, and has violated the Corrupt Business Indiana Criminal Code 8 times. According to a statement from the Indiana State Police, it was determined that he, Eggenbarger, or however you say his name, collected over $750,000 through fabricated purchase orders and secured more than $650,000 in loans under the names of local farmers. Golly, that sucks. On June 11th, Grant County Superior Court Court 3, Judge Jason McVictor approved issuing an arrest warrant for him and set bail at $30,000. He was arrested and has since been released on bail. All charges are either level 5 or level 6 felonies. Under Indiana law, conviction of a level 5 felony carries a maximum prison sentence of 6 years. Level 6 felonies can bring up to 2.5 years. And he is presumed innocent unless found guilty of any of these charges, according to what they said. They've been trying to get a hold of his attorney, but nobody was did. So, in March of 2022, he suggested a formal business partnership with Greentown, Indiana farmer Justin Hanna. According to Justin, Justin and his wife Kim contributed $125,000 of their own equipment as an investment into Eggenbarger, Hay LLC. The beginning of the end of the Hay LLC landed on a letter at Hannah's farm earlier last September. It was from John Deere Financial. I called John Deere Financial because it had Justin's name on it, Kim said. The woman who answered described a lien, an unpaid loan, on a tractor the Hannah's no longer owned. According to the Hannah's, without telling Justin, Eggenbarger, let's go with that one, had sold the tractor to another farmer. It had a loan on it in Justin's name that was still unpaid. Using Justin's Social Security number, Kim said that John Deere financial staffer found more unpaid loans and either Eckenbarger, Hay, or Justin's name. A total of 28, and this guy never knew it was going on. The Hannah's suddenly faced with more than $1 million in debt, mainly held by the hay business. Many of the affidavits alleged fraudulent transactions involved the Hannah's or Eggenbarger Hay LLC. Here's a summary of some of those. Let's just go, let's just do one. I'll pick this. In July of 2023, TDG paid almost $73,000 for a 2016 New Holland 340 baler sold by Justin. He allegedly forged Justin's signature and deposited the check into the Eggenbarger, however you say that, hay account. Neither Justin nor TDG know anything about the piece of equipment. New Holland was contacted and advised that the serial number given on the purchase order is invalid. It is believed that the 2016 New Holland 340 is fabricated. and never existed. Just so be careful out there. I know there's been some hay scams and some cattle scams and everything going on, and just be careful what you're doing out there. You're buying, it'd be hard for me to go purchase, buy something out of state or pay for it until I actually seen it or received it. So I don't know. It's a bad thing. It can be bad, bad, bad. All right. This is for Carl Dunlap. He says, when I go overseas, he turns me off. So here we go. Secretary Rollins applauds the executive action to bolster wildfire response, and we're all very aware of that. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, let me finish that out, Brooke Rollins, and the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Doug Burgum, today joined President Donald Trump for signing of the executive order empowering common sense wildfire prevention and response at the White House. And this was last Thursday or Friday, but I didn't get to cover it because we cover wildfires on here. The newly signed order directs federal agencies to consolidate and streamline federal wildland fire capabilities and enhance local response by adopting practical, technology-driven strategies for land management, wildfire mitigation, and response. It also directs agencies to modernize wildland firefighting efforts and expand efforts to prevent wildfires from starting in the first place. Look with that one. See here. American farmland forces, forest and communities have suffered the devastating consequences of slow and inadequate fire response caused by reckless mismanagement and lack of preparedness. President Trump's suite of executive orders show that the administration will not sit back and watch the destruction of our forces and property. We have the largest and most well-respected wildland firefighting force in the world, and Trump's administration is working in lockstep to reduce that fire risk and respond quickly to emerging fires. And there you have it. What else is going on here? Cool. Cool is back in the news again, and according to my beef email this morning, it's a topic that never seems to go away. Once again, there's a proposed legislation to reinstate country of origin labeling for the beef industry. Senate 421, American Beef Labeling Act of 2025, sponsored by Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican out of South Dakota, and him and Senator Booker provides a talking point. The bipartisan legislation will help Americans know exactly where their beef is coming from. More transparency will enable consumers to support local family farmers and ranchers. And I look forward to working with the senator from South Dakota to get this bill enacted into law as quickly as possible. Okay, so let's take a look at the cool original labeling. The cool labeling. Let's see here. According to this, it says, number one, before implementation. I can't even talk today. I can't talk every day. But anyway, before it's implemented, the USDA's regulatory impact analysts also found little evidence that consumers would be likely to increase their purchases of food items bearing U.S. origin labels. Following implementing it, there was no evidence of measurable increase in consumer demand for beef or pork as a result of cool requirements. I'm just reading you what this is. Everybody's got their opinion on it. Stated another way, as expected, the 7-year cool experiment failed. Separately, Dr. Tonser, Kansas State University, states in a review publication that both beef and pork demand were lower when McCool was in place than for pre-McCool. So, period. The results presented has no indicated that McCool did result in higher beef or pork demand. So, go. There's a lot of stuff out between NCBAA, RCAF, and other national cattle organization. There's a lot going on with this. And I think there's more politics on the upper echelon. We'll discuss this at another given time. But it just, I tell you how to solve this problem. Buy beef locally from local producers, and you know exactly where your beef comes from. How's that? All right, have a good day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank Trust in Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless.